April 21st, and we're in Cornwall, North Cornwall, between Bude and Port Isaac. And I've prepared the first coffee of the holiday. And it's a very, very special coffee because my brother roasted it, and it's from Panama, Casa Ruiz. And apparently it's perfect for the AeroPress. But what's really, really special is my bro and his three children have actually thought of a brilliant idea for my birthday, is that my brother gave his three children, I've got a daughter and two lovely nephews, empty paper coffee bags, and they drew whatever they wanted to draw, especially for me, for my birthday, on the bags. They didn't know what kind of coffee was going to be put in those bags, and then my brother decanted coffee that he roasted himself into these various bags. And it's just so touching. It's a lovely, lovely gesture for my birthday, and I love coffee, and what else can I say? I mean, to have a coffee that's roasted from your brother and in bags designed by your family, your niece and your nephews, is pretty special. So I've decanted, I've opened the bag, I've decanted some coffee into a little glass, and I've measured 24 grams of roasted beans, which I'm now going to put into my Porlex hand grinder, which has got ceramic burrs. It's a beautiful grinder. And I'm going to start grinding and then continue the process. So I've been counted down, and all my beans are in the Porlex grinder, putting the lid on and the little handle that makes it turn. I'm going to start grinding. It's going to take me a while. The setting is for the right setting. And I'm going to catch you again once I finish grinding. Well, I ground, and it took me an eternity to grind and grind and grind, and I'm now putting the ground coffee into the AeroPress. So my setup is almost perfect, and I'm now pouring water over the ground coffee that is sitting in the AeroPress. And I've got to make sure that it's well saturated. I'm bringing it up just above number three, turning my timer on, giving it a bit of a whirl to see that everything is well seated. And what is amazing is there is a lot of foam on the top, sitting on the top, which is of course a sign of those beans being very, very fresh. It's got to sit there for 2 minutes, so I'm going to pause again. Big effort to push that coffee through the AeroPress, but it's down in the cup below. And the next recording will be about what it tastes like, because the milk is being warmed up downstairs as I speak.